This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
News this hour, townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Christmas around the world. A subdued celebration this year in Bethlehem following the recent flare-up in violence between the Palestinians and Israeli security forces. The Vatican, Pope Francis, comparing the plight of migrants to Mary and Joseph's trek to Bethlehem all those years ago. President Trump and the First Lady in Palm Beach, Florida, where correspondent Matt Small, as they attended a late-night Christmas Eve service.
That capped a busy day of cheering U.S. troops, chatting by phone with children about Santa Claus, sharing dinner with his family, playing golf, and tweeting against a top FBI official in the news media and about the phrase Merry Christmas.
In England, the Queen's message, a long-standing tradition.
Queen Elizabeth II is using her annual Christmas message to pay tribute to the way the cities of London and Manchester pulled together after extremist attacks earlier this year. Excerpts indicates the Queen praises the, quote, powerful identities of Manchester, hit by the suicide bomber in May, and London, which endured attacks on Parliament, London Bridge, and other landmarks. Queen Elizabeth also paid tribute to her husband, 96-year-old Prince Philip, who this year stepped down from most public duties because of his advancing years. I'm Shirley Smith.
And millions of us will enjoy a white Christmas, although the snow is making travel tough in spots. Chicago could get several inches, 8 inches, may blanket parts of New England by the time all is said and done. Snow in the Rockies, too. We're not hearing of too many flight delays, at least not now. FlightAware.com reporting some limited delays in New York, Boston, Washington, and Chicago. Checking sports, Saints, Panthers, and the Rams among the weekend winners in football. Also victorious, the Chiefs, Bengals, and the Patriots. Later on today, the Steelers play the Texans while the Raiders meet the Eagles. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Mike Gallagher here again for one of my all-time, and I mean all-time, favorite sponsors, ReliefFactor.com. My story is simple. I had a hip replaced, then I had a motorcycle accident that left me in pain, who simply wouldn't go away until I started taking Relief Factor. A three-week quick start is just $19.95. 80% of people who do order the three-week quick start go on to order more, like me. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or give them a call. 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Peruvian President Pedro Pablo Kuczynski granting a medical pardon to jailed former strongman Alberto Fujimori, serving 25 years for human rights abuses and corruption.
The timing of this humanitarian pardon, although it was to a degree expected, is very close to what was clearly a political deal between Kuczynski, who was being impeached just a few days ago, and an action by Kenji Fujimori, who's Fujimori's son, who's also a member of parliament in Peru, who took with him a block of rebel lawmakers from the majority opposition party, which was trying to impeach the president. So clearly that was an act which saved, actually, in the vote, Kaczynski's term in office, saved him from being impeached. It seems that in some way he's returning the favor.
Reporter Dan Collins on the BBC. News and analysis, townhall.com. West Virginia continues to hold a dubious ranking.
According to the latest data from the National Center for Health Statistics, the Mountain State still leads the nation in the rate of drug overdose deaths, with the age-adjusted rate of 52 per 100,000 in 2016. Ohio was second with a rate of 39.1, New Hampshire third. The CDC says there were more than 63,600 drug overdose deaths in the U.S., with the deadliest drug, the synthetic opioid fentanyl, linked to more than 19,400 deaths, double a year ago. Ron DeRockster reporting.
North Korea is calling the latest U.N. sanctions against the country an act of war that violate its sovereignty. On Friday, the Security Council unanimously approved a tough new sanctions measure in response to North Korea's latest launch of a ballistic missile. Pyongyang claims that that ICBM could reach anywhere on the U.S. mainland. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, America, Bill Martinez here. Lauren Kitchen Stewart joins us right now. Yes, the national media outstanding darling of radio and TV, our favorite professor. What else can I say and brag about? And then this is, she's got everything all together. She's been ready for Christmas, what, two Christmases ago. I mean, this is how organized she is. She's got it all together.
Well,
right?
I'm at the point now where I'm in this panic mode, and I'm having to just say, if I don't get it done, it's going to be okay. And we've got a little bit of a bug going around. And our
it's been going around all over the place.
Icky, and yeah. I'm kind of icky. Like, I'm like, is my nose even there? Because it serves no purpose. Like, my nose is just an ornament on my face.
It's not even breathing, huh?
It's not breathing. Yeah. I look at last night, and I'm like, my mouth feels like the desert. You know, because when you're sucking in air through your mouth, and I'll try to shut my mouth to see if I can breathe a little bit through my nose. I'm like, nope, not happening.
No, I know, isn't it?
Vader mode.
And you try everything. I know, it's whatever works. I mean, I found certain things to work for me. When I just got back from New York, which was an interesting experience there. In fact, we were just at Fulton Street, you know, where they have that knifing, just the night before one of our affiliates in Salem, New York, had invited us to a really neat dinner down in the financial district. Gosh, it was just a terrific dinner, and the owner was so gracious. And this is what you love when you know people. They go, don't worry, we got a special cut of meat. I got this. We got special drink. I mean, they just were just so hospitable. It was really a neat experience. But New York, like I say, it's. We usually go back about this time of year because there's just something about Christmas in New York and something about, horn honking. I mean, New Yorkers, what would they do if they lost their horn for a day? Would they go crazy? I mean, it's like everywhere they go. I mean, they're like bats. You know, they got this, this sound, like bats they throw out there, just to see where the next guy's at. It's just amazing to me. I guess that's why you have to look at it kind of like Neil Diamond did with Beautiful Noise, because otherwise it'll drive you wacky.
We want to take our kids every Christmas. We haven't been able to just because it's so far. And my dad and I went one time for Christmas, and it was so cold, but it was just wonderful being at the Rockefeller Center for the Rockette Spectacular, and the second half is a dedication to Jesus being born.
Yes.
And I remember even back in the day, I mean, that was probably 10 years ago, just tears streaming down my face is, the wise men are coming in and they're in the choir singing, "Oh, come let us adore him." And I was like, is this really happening in New York? And it was the most beautiful experience. And I told my husband, I said, I want my children to know that and experience that. So I'm hoping eventually we can start taking them every year for just a couple of days at Christmas, because it really is magical. And I was with my kids at the Nutcracker the other day in Memphis at the Orpheum, and I was sitting there thinking, would it not be so great if we were in New York right now watching the Nutcracker?
Yeah.
It's just a special place to be at the holidays.
There's something about it. There's something magical. I don't know, Miracle on 34th, all the movies that we watched growing up, there's just something real special about it. And the thing is, ironically, I got to tell you, Lauren, last year was the first time we saw the Rockettes at Radio City. We had, and all the year, I mean, I've been going to New York for over 20 years. And I couldn't believe it,
you know. All the Christmas spectacular.
We just, first time. And I mean, it's like, you got to be kidding me. How could I admit, because you know me, I love Christmas. I love presentations like this. And just like you, it is very emotional when you get to certain aspects of it, because you go, wow, this is so cool. And this is why it continues to be so popular. You know, you get there around Rockefeller Square and there's already such a throng of people all over anyway, but there are people lined up for every show there. And it just seems like the line is endless, but they manage to get everybody in and everybody has a great time. And to me, it's one of the best tickets in town.
Well, people don't realize that it's not all just the Rockettes, even though they're so fabulous, that the second portion is dedicated to when Jesus was born, and they reenact the night of his birth. And a lot of folks don't know that, and they have real animals, and it's very much dedicated to Jesus's life. And I didn't even realize that was going to be part of it till I went the first time.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I was so taken back, like you probably were too,
right,
to just go, oh my word, you know, this is why we're celebrating Christmas, is because of Jesus.
Mm.
You know, and you're reminded of that. So that's what just blesses me so much. And and then you get to see the Rockettes too, because I think every girl growing up goes, am I tall enough to be a Rockette? You think that at least one time in your life.
How many times did you practice high kicking?
Oh, I practiced quite a bit, and I was like, nah, I'm going to have to pick a new career. That's not happening for me.
Well, you just kept dunking the lamp off the table, did you?
Yeah. And my legs would be a little bit bit. You know, I mean, they wouldn't be completely straight. And I was like, man, those girls, I think they have to be like 5'7", which I'm almost 5'8", 5'7", to make it taller. And if you noticed, when y'all watch them, they line everybody up. And you know, the certain height, you know, so they do the tallest to the shortest, and it's really remarkable. I mean, how they train these women. I mean, it's truly exceptional. And some of them are a lot older. I don't know if y'all knew that, but they're a lot older, and as long as they can kick, they got their job.
Well, and you think about what they go through. I mean, you know, to stay in shape, it's probably more than what a marathon runner does in order to maintain the physicality, the demands of, doing that show every night.
Oh, I'm sure. But, I mean, they're just used to it. They've been doing it for so long, you know, since they were probably young girls. And, I mean, I saw a story one time about a girl, I read it, that she had been a Rockette and her whole journey. And, I mean, it's like thousands audition, and just the, you know, few are chosen. But now they have the touring companies too, so a lot more women are able to be Rockettes.
Well, I'm glad you're all ready, but I don't want you to feel bad. I was reading a survey the other day. It said 1 in 2 Americans feel obligated to buy gifts for someone they wish they didn't have to this holiday season.
Listen, I don't want to even do gifts anymore. Robin the other day was so frustrated by all the gifts we're trying to do. He's like, I hate Christmas. I'm like, honey, you do not mean that. You do not mean that. And he's like, I know, but I get to learn all the stuff we have to do. Because for some reason, I don't know if you all feel like this, Christmas has just come and gone so quickly. And usually I'm able to absorb, you know, the reason for the season more. And this year it's like, what happened to Christmas? It's gone. But we've had a lot of parties and get-togethers, and y'all and my husband cook. And just the presents. And at one point I'll go, okay, honey, you got to help me wrap. You got to help me stoke. You got to buy this for the store. And he's like, we're not giving gifts next year. I've kind of had a few of those moments where I've gone, okay, is it that big of a deal to give gifts? Because if it's stealing your joy from celebrating that Jesus was born, it's not worth it.
Well, we're missing the whole idea of Christmas.
The point.
Yeah, exactly. And this has been one of my frustrations, it almost seems forever, Lauren, and we were just talking about this with Lisa Anderson with Focus on the Family, is that when we lose sight of the real meaning of Christmas, that's when we get all tense. And that's when anxiety comes in. But when you realize that, look at, God has given us the most beautiful, eternal gift that any good God could give his creation. And we're sitting there worried about other things instead of just enjoying the gift in one another. I mean, wow. We just...
Nobody's charged.
Hey, we're all been there. Nobody's claiming any kind of higher ground here. Only the hope for. It's 15 after. More from Lauren on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I remember when people used to say things like Merry Christmas to each other. Everybody said, Merry Christmas! Hey, Merry Christmas to you, Mr. Lowenstein! You know why? Because it wasn't about a religion. It was about something as a culture we thought was so valuable that we'd all do it together, even if I disagreed with the religion behind it, because it was good for all of us instead of just me. But what do people say now? Happy Holidays.
Can I just say happy holidays because I don't want to say Christmas because you don't believe in Christmas because I don't want to offend you. Because
reminding us of what makes our country great.
It's all Christmas.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, this is a place that, we're not afraid to say Merry Christmas, and that's what it's all about, with a capital C. Those are the fish guys. What a fun skit, and really kind of put things in perspective here, Lauren Kitchen-Seward, about Christmas, that people were getting so uptight about it, and I loved it when, President Trump came into the White House and said, hey, we're going to say Merry Christmas again. And we are.
That was a breath of fresh air. I've noticed is I've intentionally said Merry Christmas to people, on the streets, check it out. If I'm on with a telemarketer, just to, I want to say it, but I'm kind of curious to see how they're going to respond.
Right.
And I would say only a third this season has said Merry Christmas back. They either go, oh, thank you, or Happy Holidays. And it's really made me sad because I want to say, you don't always celebrate Christmas. Christmas. It's because Jesus was born. If you don't believe in Jesus, you don't support him, and you don't celebrate his life, you don't get to celebrate Christmas.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Well, you're missing the whole point and the blessing of the season. I mean, it's not to say that exclusively, but these are the people you contend with for that last parking space at the shopping mall. It gets a little crazy, or that last gift that's sitting there at Walmart or whatever, and it's like, wait a minute, we're missing again to the whole point. We're missing the point. But, you're exactly right. I think it's gotten a little bit easier, but I felt bad over the years, Lauren, for, especially the young kids that were, seasonal workers and they're working for these corporations and they're told by dictate, okay, you can't say Merry Christmas to people because we can't offend anybody, so we're going to say Happy Holidays. And you'll say to them, Merry Christmas, and you can see their initial reaction is they want to say Merry Christmas, and then they go, well, Happy Holidays. And I'm trying to be sensitive to it, too, in terms of, today, you've got people of many, many cultures and beliefs, and with all due respect, but just like the fish guys were talking about here and what they sing about, is that, look at what is the reason for the season? What's the attitude? Merry Christmas, even Happy Holidays. It's a blessing. I am blessing you.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you, take it. But, but I don't want to offend anybody because, of course, I have Jewish friends and we just wrapped up Hanukkah, Wednesday night. And, so Merry Christmas to them isn't necessarily encouraging and respectful. So you want to say Happy Holidays if you know the difference, I think sometimes we can be so politically correct that we tie ourselves up and we miss out on the blessing of the season that's there. And this is what this is all about, I think, ultimately.
Well, and we've gotten to the point where we're running so hard and so fast that it becomes something that we dread.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly, I've talked to friends that are like, I love that love's in the air and that people think kinder and that people are all about giving. But with all the demands that we put on ourselves, like we send out 400 plus Christmas cards. And Robin just goes, okay, half of these are coming back because your handwriting is dreadful. And we don't take the time to put them in my computer and print off labels.
Mm-hmm.
But, we just have all these demands. You're trying to get your house perfect and go to another party and buy the perfect gift. And you end up just going,
Yes.
And I almost wish that we would, as a nation, just make a declaration. This year, nobody's doing any gifts, any cards. We're just going to love each other, seeing our loved ones we don't get to see, really embracing the relationships that we have, being thankful for our friendships and our family. I wish we would just decide to do that one year, and we would all go, wouldn't we?
Yeah, what about what happened to peace on earth and goodwill toward men?
There's a lot of peace during Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, there's something because of the commercialization, because of these, incredible expectations. And, I was sharing with you is that 50% of the purchases out there are for people that we don't even want to bless. It's like we don't, and people are getting themselves in all kinds of debt over the holiday buying.
That's stressful, Bill. That's stressful
yeah.
when you're looking at your bank account and you don't have that much there, but you have pressed to buy all these gifts, then you end up really having anxiety because you're having to spend so much money, and things cost a lot. You can make a gift, that's great, but you want to give a gift to somebody that they're going to appreciate. You don't want to give them something used or something you've gotten from, you know, a dollar store.
Cookies.
Yeah.
Cookies.
Well, they're not, cookies till yes. in the morning. You know, because right. honestly, we thought about that because I went to the store and I said to Robin, I said, you know, we can get something for people that's pre-made, you know, like some Boost Crunch or something like that.
Right.
But you're still talking $9 a box for the smallest box.
Right.
So we times that times how many people that we deliver food to, businesses and people that we support and appreciate. And it was going to be like $250. And Robin's like, we can bake for $40.
Right.
So that's why we ended up baking till 3 a.m. one night right. and being aggravated because it's 3 a.m.
Yes.
We're trying to get this done. So I really do think we need to either pace ourselves throughout the year. Get things pulled together. Don't wait till the last minute so when Christmas comes, we can actually enjoy it. Or we need to say, I'm not doing cards this year. I'm not doing gifts this year.
Mm-hmm.
You can give like a llama or a, you know, a goat or what, like a water supply to like a needy family in a foreign country. You know, they have these organizations that do that now.
Exactly. I know. Those are great.
My gift.
And those are great ideas. Well, you know, going, you know, looking at what just happened here, you talk about Christmas gifts. What Donald Trump and the Republicans gave to we the people mm-hmm. as a Christmas
yes.
gift with this big tax cut and Jobs Act of 2017. Mm-hmm. You know, I, regardless of what the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi and, you know, Schumer would want you to believe, I mean, it is amazing. I mean, they're just doubling down on the lies they've been putting out there and the media has been putting out there. It's like, what's the matter? Don't you think people are going to get a paycheck on February the 1st and realize that they're getting more money? And the reason they're getting more money is because of this law that you chose not to participate in?
Right. And Nancy Pelosi saying, this is the worst thing that could have ever happened.
Armageddon.
What?
It's Armageddon. I mean, Armageddon. Are you kidding me? Oh, because you're not giving all your money that the government, that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, progressives believe. It's not your money. It's their money. It's their right to tell you how much money, you know, what kind of allowance you're going to live on, right? I mean, this is what it sounds like. Hey, go give me a break. You got to be kidding me. I mean, this is a government. I mean, Donald Trump told everybody when he was inaugurated in that dark speech that the progressives said was, he said, today we're returning the government back to the people. You remember when he said that?
Yes, I do.
And this is what's been going on. It's like, mm-hmm. look at our founding fathers put it there in the Constitution in big print. We the people, a government of, for, by we the people. Okay, if we the people don't take our responsibility and our rightful position, you get the 21st century bureaucracy that we have today that's pulverizing us, that continues to increase debt, that has a deep state operating, stealing from the people and thrusting this fraud and greed and waste upon not only our government, but governments around the world.
Something else that has been really influential for me is to watch him and how he's not dissuaded by the left and the right.
Mm.
He's focused and he doesn't care what people are saying because he knows what he's doing. He has accountability. You know what I'm saying? He's trusting in them. And I like that about him. Mm. It makes me go, I want to be more like that. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I want to know what God has for me. I want to have my accountability and I want to set my face like Flint and look forward and not be deterred by the left and the right.
Exactly.
And you all feel like that, but that has been encouraging for me as an individual to see him lead like that and for me to want to be a leader in that same regard and to just live my life that way.
Exactly.
If we are going to be deterred to the left and the right, we're not going to make it anymore.
Yeah, who are you beholden to?
Yeah.
You know, and then you got that double-minded spirit that, you know, enters in and then you're of no value to anybody, much less yourself, without a doubt. Well, Lauren, you, Robin, the kids, family, dad, everybody, have a very Merry Christmas, okay? And
Christmas.
And we'll see you next year. Look forward to always to your input and your ideas and fun because it's always a fun life with Lauren Kitchen Stewart on Bill Martinez Live. Say goodnight, Lucy. Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EZ66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EZ66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
We love that Christmas feeling. And, speaking of that Christmas feeling, Rita Watkins joins us. Let me tell you a little bit about Rita. This is her debut solo album. Recorded her first single when she was just 6 years old. Grew up in a musical missionary, what she calls musicianary family, traveling and singing with their family band. I got that right, didn't I? I mean, you know.
You did.
I like that. Spent more than 30 years honing her formidable skills as a vocal stylist, trading tag team vocals with her brother, singer-songwriter Steve Garrett, in the Christian pop rock band Pilgrim's Progress, as well as performing solo concerts and all. And That Christmas Feeling, produced by Scott Williamson of Point of Grace and Lincoln Brewster fame. So she's got an excellent team behind her, excellent background, and here we are. We get to get blessed this Christmas with That Christmas Feeling and Rita Watkins. Rita, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me on the show today, Bill. I'm great, and Merry Christmas to you. I love it as well.
Yeah, exactly. Well, for me, Merry Christmas never stops. I mean, you know, the kids will get in my car. I tell our audience all the time, they'll get into my car, in April, and they're hearing Christmas music, and they go, Dad, what are you doing? I said, well, you know, it's just, you know, to me, it's relevant. If it's not relevant in December, then it shouldn't be relevant in January, I feel.
You're my kind of guy. I'm the all-around Christmas music gal.
Well, let's talk about A Christmas Feeling. I loved it. I had a chance to listen to it. It's on my iPod now. I've got it laced right there. I love the style, but tell us about Christmas Feeling.
Oh, my. Well, this really has been about 10 years, I would say about 10 years at least in the making. Mm-hmm. This record was just really inspired and is also dedicated to my dad. He was born in 32 and just really kind of the heart of that era, and just an amazing tenor. We all grew up kind of doing this music thing. Mm-hmm. I have four older brothers.
And, so daddy didn't sing bass, he sang tenor, right?
He was a tenor, but I'll tell you, he had perfect pitch, and he could play everything by ear, including that stand-up bass with the tub and the broomstick and the clothesline. For real, I just like yesterday have that in my mind. So some families sit around playing cards, and we sat around and did music.
Because of Dad, because of Dad, was that why the big band jazz genre for the Christmas feeling?
Absolutely. I mean, it was just kind of the simplistic, you know, this northeastern, quintessential northeastern Christmas, that era, just simple, old-fashioned. My dad used to, you know, dress up like Santa Claus and kiss my mom under the mistletoe and all decorating together and watching the lights and putting up decorations, singing carols and reading the Christmas story. It just really seems very almost textbook fairy tale. In that sense, but really just such warm memories. I have nothing but just wonderful memories and fond Christmas feelings. And it was very simple. I mean, we had a simple life, but in that sense, but it was just very beautiful. Everything about it was special.
Well, you mentioned your family, and of course, as I said at the intro, you grew up in a traveling family band. That could almost be a song title, I think, you know.
I think they call this the Christian Von Trapp.
Oh, really?
Oh, my parents were missionaries too. I mean, we kind of did all that as East Coast and U.S., Canada, and then overseas. My parents were in over 35 different nations through the years, and so it was great. I mean, we all shoved in a van and a camper later and traveled all around, had our home base here in suburban Philly, but just traveled from different churches and venues and Christian TV and you name it, we probably sang there.
Wow, that is awesome. Now, you traveled and sang with your brothers, I mentioned earlier, Christian recording artist, worship leader, Steve Garrett, in Pilgrim's Progress. Tell us about that.
We kind of have been every entity, I think, through the years. We were the Garrett family, and then we were the Garrett band, and then we were the Steve and Rita entity. And so we kind of had this whole family of seven thing, and then we broke down to three of my brothers and myself, one on drums, my brother Dave on drums, Phil on the bass, and Steve was the songwriter and lead guitarist, and I was the percussionist and vocalist. I think as we had mentioned before, everyone and in my bio, we just all kind of picked up different musical instruments. And, so we had just these, different paths of our musical journeys, but never stopped all leading worship together. Mm-hmm. We all were part of a home fellowship church after we had been on the road full time for 15 years as a family. In the late 80s, my parents founded a home church. And we were all involved in that together for 25 years.
Yeah, you didn't have a choice, did you?
No, you learn to love each other, or you're just at odds. But fortunately, praise the Lord, we all got along really well.
When I say that, of course, you know I'm kidding, and you picked up on that because it's the thing that God does with us. You know, He puts us in front of our purpose, and if you go with the flow of it, it can be a lot of fun. And I can only imagine what it must have been around your family with all these musicians and jam sessions. Your family style had to just
daily.
Be incredible, right?
Daily jam sessions, home meetings, and worship sessions late into the night and early into the morning. It never stopped. The dinging of the glasses around the dining table was fully allowed in our home.
Well, I want to know who played the spoons.
Probably my father. My dad was a jokester. To know him, we called him Papa Pun. That was one of our nicknames for him. And my dad was just kind of a dad to everyone. Mm-hmm. He was really what I would say Jesus with skin on.
Oh,
he knew how to love well, and you only had to meet him once to really feel the incredible love of God flowing through him. And one of my favorite, most fondest things to think about now is I used to be embarrassed by it as I was a little girl, but he used to call me his icing on the cake, after they had five sons. I had an oldest brother that passed away as an infant, but then they had four more sons before I came along. And, So now it's very, very dear to my heart because I really, my dad and I were extremely close. Our family was very close, but you know, daddy's only little girl. So,
I was going to say, I was going to say, yeah, without a doubt, daddy's little girl, and that never ends.
No, you know? Definitely not. Definitely not. Very, very close to my heart. And so we had always talked about possibly doing a Christmas record, at some point. We did all kinds of recordings. My dad did quite a number of solo recordings himself, and we never did a Christmas recording together. And it is something we had talked about. We did quite a number of Christmas performances together through the years, always on my heart to do it. So,
well, his influence is definitely expressed in that Christmas feeling. Final question here as we wrap things up, Rita. I'm going to give you the final say here. What do you want people to get from this? This is such an exceptional CD, and we appreciate your gift on display here and the gift of the Christmas feeling that you're giving us this season. And what do you want our audience to take away from this, from your music?
I would say my greatest heart with producing this holiday record is really cross-market. People's hearts are open, even those that wouldn't normally listen to a Christian record or a Christian recording. They're very open at this holiday season, Christmas season, to being just touched by the warmth of what Christmas means.
Yes.
And even if they reject hearing Merry Christmas, but my heart really for those listening is that they are touched not only by the message of the gospel, which is Christmas, but that this would have an opportunity to just touch all markets in a very specific way. And that God would open up the doors to do that and just give influence where perhaps, otherwise wouldn't be there necessarily.
Exactly.
So this is just such a joy to share with the world because it's been so personal to my heart.
Well, excellent. That Christmas feeling, we're going to agree in prayer with you, Rita Watkins. Thank you so much for being with us. God bless. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, Bill. Thanks again for having me on the show.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
This is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. In many parts of the country, it's starting to get cooler, and some areas have already had a significant amount of snow. Perhaps where you live, rapid changes in temperatures, highs and lows, can make you susceptible to getting a cold or even the flu. One of the places veterans have forgotten about for getting their flu shots is the Veterans Administration. So here's your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your closest community health care center. Give them a call and see if they're giving flu shots now. And if not, find out when they're going to start. Ask about what days and times they will administer the shots and the best time for you to come. And by the way, while you're on the phone with them, ask them about pneumonia shots. Get your shots now and avoid the long lines during flu season standing in front of all those sick people. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Jeff Cantor remains with us. He is a healthcare insurance expert, co-founder of My Academy of Health Excellence. Jeff, you got me on the edge of my seat here. I want to hear more about your program, what it is that you have to offer, because I want to open this up to our audience and to their network of relatives and friends and associates that need to take control of their health care. Quit waiting on the Republicans. Obviously, this thing is so mired, and you got to go back and remember how long it took for the Affordable Care Act to get. It wasn't like Barack Obama came in and 2 days later it was done, which, you know, is kind of comical, you know, when you hear some of the politicians and the pundits talk about, you know, putting down the Republicans. Well, they've got this and they got control of that and whatever, and look what they're doing. I mean, you know, it's obviously this is a very complex deal, and as you had said at the onset, the problem is that, you know, in typical, you know, federal form, you're trying to get a one size fits all. Well, the problem is that not everybody, you know, everybody can get a cold, but it's not always the same cold, is it?
No, you know, it's interesting. You've learned a lot being involved in this over time. And interesting, if I had 10 different people and administer the same dosage of drug to all 10, we'd get 10 different reactions. Mm-hmm. So everybody is really, really different. And you have to look at the beginning, and that's the thing most people don't understand, the history of where we've gotten, and that's a long dissertation. But it really got going in the 40s, because prior to that, you really just paid for stuff as you went, or charity, or whatever, and nobody really suffered. Mm-hmm. But during the war, they didn't really want to have a lot of salary increases, so they started allowing the government to treat write-offs by giving people health benefits, and suddenly getting health became tied to your job. Mm-hmm. Like the first time that that began to occur, and then the more they got involved, well, guess what, now where we are today, where now they need to control the whole thing because cost and this and that, everything becomes out of control, and everybody can't figure out, well, how did they get all the way in control? That took a long time, but here they are.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And that is the sad reality. We got to get back to what was working before we let the whole thing get all mucked up.
Yeah, and to your point here, and this, I want everybody to catch this, because my producer reminds me of this all the time. He goes, Bill, before the Affordable Care Act, I had insurance through my job. I don't have insurance now. I got to go through all these hoops and everything else. And I believe that the politicians owe the people a humongous apology for what they have done to them. But the thing is they're not screaming loud enough. It's the pundits. It's all these other people who are ill-affected, which cracks me up. Is like, look at you put the government on the same health care program that we have, and watch how fast things change, right?
Well, look at the VA. That's the perfect example.
Yes,
like
exactly.
Point to is a single-payer mentality, because lo and behold, you know, that really kind of is very much a single-payer idea. The government's paying into this VA pool, and the VA go there, well, look at all the complaints. So what would you expect? My favorite analogy of all is to go to the grocery store and look at the coffee aisle.
Exactly.
Look at all the variety it requires. How can there be a single approach to medicine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And so all the options, everything that federalism, everything that our country has done that we've got a litany of successes built on, we want to obliterate that and somehow look to the government for the answer? How does that make sense?
Well, even if it did somehow, you know, the problem is once they pick a lane, they stick to it. They're not keen to make a say they made a mistake or shift gears. And you know yourself at any popular store or clothing or whatever it may be, the fashions come and go. The building may still be there. You know, we still need the infrastructure of health, but all the tools continually change. Yet a government program is always designed around whatever was good in 1930, whatever is still good today, and they just function as if nothing has changed.
Yeah, the thing that's interesting is that, yes, it is dynamic, and they figure, like, once they've passed something, that's it. I mean, this is part of the problem that I have, Jeff, with the Democrats. The Democrats knew it was problematic, and I don't know what they were thinking for 7 years, that somehow they didn't need to repair it. They knew that it was all coming to this end, and all they could do was hope and pray that, you know, the Democrats would remain in office. But, boy, the tea leaves were... There, it was more than tea leaves. I mean, you didn't have to be some sort of genius. I mean, you're losing seats. You're losing, you know, state houses. You're losing power left and right. You're leaking oil, and you do nothing. You do nothing about it, and you just allow America to suffer, you know, through this horrendous experiment, this botched-up experiment. And this is why I, again, Jeff, and as you are, I'm just encouraging people to take self-responsibility. Do not wait on the government. You know, go ahead and act on your own. And so what's your prescription, Jeff, right now?
No, you really pretty much nailed it on the head. I mean, you know, the whole adage is you're only a leader as long as you're followers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if everyone just follows the insurance model, then guess what? Then they can stay in business and they'll just keep you hostage. If you say, you know what, I don't need any of you people anymore, and you literally turn your back, they're forced to change.
Mm-hmm.
The perfect example is when McDonald's and Burger King were predominant, and how is Wendy's going to compete against that monolith? But they invented the 99-cent value menu, they brought out salads, and they forced those other two entities to move towards them.
Exactly.
And so really, we as consumers, millions and millions and millions of us, we can readily control the small amount of people that run that whole cartel, yet somehow we think that we're like that elephant. Instead of having a chain, we've got a little string, and we think we're
exactly
shackled.
Yep.
We can escape.
Yeah, exactly. But it takes a step. And for some, it may be seemingly a bold step. And in some cases, what I hear often, Jeff, after people have done this, go, what took me so long?
Well, it's like anything, the fear of that unknown. I mean, but there is, it can be a little daunting because there's a lot to suddenly know, and pricing has never been known. So to tell you, you know, you suddenly have to go shop for gasoline, it won't be too hard to learn to do it because everything posts its price.
Right.
So that's, again, partially why we created what we did, because we knew that people were going to walk into this dark world and need a way to, a helping hand to readily navigate it. But to begin to save money, to begin to accelerate that free market, to begin to connect with the right kind of doctors that are conducive to this, to meet those direct primary care doctors, all of those things are vital for someone to be successful. And the reality is this needs to be successful right away, because otherwise it will be stymied by the powers that be. So
exactly.
Partially the idea is to facilitate this fast acceleration.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd certainly encourage anybody to go take a look at what we've got to show out there for this solution. And again, there's other resources that we can be pointing you to, too. So I would tell you to go to that healthexcellenceplus.com. And see if that sounds like something up your alley.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to take it anymore. You can do this. I mean, this is what we love about this country. We are free. You know, this is the land of the free. And so you got to act free, okay? Take advantage of this deal. Quit waiting on these politicians to keep you kind of in suspended animation here when your health is at risk here. So I think what Jeff has to offer, you know, I mean, the reason, Jeff, that you co-founded My Academy of Health Excellence is because you saw the deficiency. And you saw an opportunity. And what I want to, you know, kind of encourage you to understand, I'm talking about you, the listener, is that this is a process. You haven't done this before. This is something new. It's kind of like in the old days. I remember when Excel first came out with their Excel spreadsheet, there were so many options with it. It was overwhelming, you know, until you kind of learned to kind of get through the process, and then it started to make sense. But it was an incredible, you know, software piece of document. But you needed to start the journey and start to learn. And then after a while, it became, you know, rather academic. And it's the same way with health. healthcare, I've found, you know, in my experience, is that, yeah, at first a little daunting, and you think, hey, can this really work? And you start talking, and doctors go, yeah, okay, yeah, I'll take a, you know, if you're gonna come with money, it's better that I deal with you than have it go through my insurance personnel, because I've got a person that I'm paying, you know, it's probably cost me about 35% to 40% of my fees in order to have her chase down insurance money that takes me anywhere from 90 to 120 days to be paid. So why would I not want to have the money today, and I can afford it at a lot less, you know, a lot less. The reason I have to charge $200 you know, an appointment is because I have all these other expenses on top that I have to pay for. So, you know, you start out that way and you find out, look at the market is open for this. And what does it mean? It means you actually get the delivery of health care that you always knew was there.
You know, you get further and further away from the care, the more it's going up cost-wise to the consumer. They either don't have it or they try not to use it, kind of a thing, or they use it not enough for it to even hit any deductibles.
Exactly.
And then from the doctor, like you said, it's harder and harder to collect. And think of this, and why the doctors, you know, the more I've been involved, I've been 30 years in the industry all told, and with, you know, consumers primarily, so you always hear what they have to say, but as I become more involved over time, you start to hear more what the doctors say. And think about any business that you would be in where you don't quite know what you're going to get paid. You submit one thing you think is what you're going to get paid. They send back, no, we're going to decline that. We're going to pay you a different one, but we're not going to pay you for this many days. Or
right.
Redo the paperwork. Can you imagine running a business where that was the nature of getting paid, and it's something that's as vitally important as your health?
Exactly.
And there's a bunch of clerical people, not to denigrate any of them, but, you know, they're not the sophisticated level that ideally the doctors are operating on, and they're spending more time with them than they are with the patients. So the whole thing is a recipe for consumer disaster when it comes to your health.
And this is what we've been living through here, Jeff, sadly, for the last 8 years. And if it's going to change, it's going to be up to the individual citizen making an individual liberty-based choice. Jeff, as we wrap things up, the healthcare insurance expert that you are, co-founder of My Academy of Health Excellence, remind everybody where they can go to start that journey of health freedom, true health freedom. What do they do?
Well, the first thing I want to just comment on what you said was the idea of the individual making that choice. Well, guess who the individuals are in this entire world we're describing here? The doctors and the patients are the only two individuals. Everything else are corporate monoliths or government. So
exactly.
Just to put everybody in perspective on that. For our set of circumstances, and we have other programs and sites you can visit as well, but the main one to visit is healthexcellenceplus.com. And there you'll learn an awful lot about options and all the components you need, because just having health insurance alone is not enough. That's like having a knife, and I have a big enough knife or whatever. No, you need a Swiss Army knife with all of the different components that make it up. So from that site, you'll be able to learn about all the elements you need to make up a total universe for your health, and there's a lot you can do on your own.
Yeah, you'll
be
exactly.
A lot of options available that were right there, like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, those ruby slippers. She could have gotten out of there anytime she wanted. She just didn't know she had the power to do it. And
exactly.
We all have that power.
Exactly.
We all have the power, Bill.
But we got to exercise it. Jeff Kanner, co-founder.
Exercise it.
My Academy of Health Excellence. Jeff, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate the time.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
If you or someone you care about